This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 19th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Mount Sequoia Retreat and Conference Center, presenting Nashville bluegrass recording artist Carl Jackson Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Clapp Auditorium in Fayetteville. Opening acts include Nashville's Jerry Sally and Val Story, plus local artist Jed Clampett. Tickets and more information on the web at mountsequoia.org.
The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to Walton Arts Center Star Theater Saturday, June 30th at 8 p.m. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
Ahead on the show, getting fresher produce to the tables of area schools. Christina Thomas begins a series on a farm-to-school project taking place this summer. And an insider's view of Syria. Jacqueline Froelich talks to a journalist who has moved from Syria to Fayetteville.
First, the Arkansas Lottery Commission says it might save over $400,000 a year in scholarship money with the approval of a revised contract with its largest vendor. The new contract with Scientific Games includes a provision that the vendor will lower the percentage it charges for lottery ticket sales from scratch-off tickets. Lottery officials say scratch-off tickets make up more than 80% of the lottery ticket sales in Arkansas. And ticket sales for the lottery dropped in May, down $6.4 million when compared to the same time in 2011.
A group of international students at the University of Arkansas is spending the day helping with projects designed to rebuild Joplin. The students are participating in the Access Plus program at the Spring International Language Center on the U of A campus. Members of the university's American Student Ambassadors are also participating in today's project in Joplin.
A bike ride to commemorate the Trail of Tears will pass through Fort Smith later this week. The city played a key role in the Indian removal of the 1830s when many of the tribes of the southeastern states passed through Fort Smith to present-day Oklahoma. The ride from Okmulgee, Georgia to Okmulgee, Oklahoma is being made in conjunction with the 2012 Muskogee Nation Festival that takes place this week in Okmulgee, Oklahoma.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team is a single victory away from the College World Series finals. Last night, the Razorbacks used pitching and defense to defeat two-time defending national champion South Carolina 2-1. The Gamecocks will face Kent State tomorrow, and the winner of that game will face Arkansas Thursday night. The Razorbacks will need to win only one game against that opponent to advance to the finals, while the Kent State-South Carolina winner would have to beat Arkansas twice to advance.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will host Tulsa again tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Last night, the Naturals topped the Drillers 6-5 in 10 innings.
The forecast for the next several days includes two words, sunny and hot. Highs for Northwest Arkansas through Friday are expected to be around 90, and temperatures during the weekend are expected to reach near 95. In Fort Smith, highs should be in the lower 90s until the weekend, and the first 100-degree days of the season could come as early as Sunday and Monday for the Arkansas River Valley. There is a slight chance of rain in Northwest Arkansas on Thursday, but that's just a 20% chance.